Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Welcome back. Hello?
Yeah?
We're live.
Who else is on?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Anybody else called in? Good.
Yeah, everything's much better. How are you been?
Good.
That's good. Well, it's only you and me. Yeah, I'm sending, text message to everybody, you know. Canupa, you know, yours, Canupa, if he's going to come online. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Canupa. How are you doing? Hello? Everybody has an hour and 48 minutes. It's your show, Indigenous Voices of People. This time, I will not get involved. This time, I'll just be the host of the show, open the show for all of you. Fair?
I guess.
All right. Well, Canupa, your mic is unmuted, so I don't know. Maybe he cannot hear us. I don't know. Anyways, how have you been?
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Enjoying the weather.
Yeah. I'm just going down the list of phone numbers, you know, sending them a message that there is a show now. This is your show. Mm-hmm. Clearly he dropped. Okay.
He might be in the car.
Maybe. So what's new with you?
Not much, just doing my everyday thing. Living.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm watching this world out here in this country going batshit crazy.
Yep.
All these white people are so afraid that this country is going to be taken back over by minorities, gays, commies, and I've never seen such paranoia out of control around these people. It's almost like back in the 50s again.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just this history is a repeat. And politics is behind it. And people in this country buy into this political propaganda, which is majority around racism that puts the fear in the people out here that minorities, and when I say minorities, I talk about these other groups too, like the gays, people of Christians get on board. They're coming to take our country away. They're all full of shit. They're all full of paranoid shit.
Yeah, that's white people for you.
And Just sit and let a bunch of fucking people who are in suits, who they don't give a shit about gay people. They don't really give a shit about minority people. They just want to anger the people out here to do the dirty work for them by getting hate, committing hate crimes. Taking people's rights away. And these people who are doing the dirty bidding for these suits need to pull their heads out of their asses and get with the program. These people in this country are nothing but pawns, and they're too stupid to get it.
Yeah. Well,
this is my thing. If the white people hate everything about what's in this country now, and I ask this of every Christian out there, I want you to tell me one person, one organization, one group, one society that you ain't willing to bully, harass, and murder. If you can't name one group outside yourselves, you need to get the fuck back to Europe. Because your country over there is predominantly white, and if you don't feel comfortable in your skin over here, then you need to go back to your mom's homelands where you can feel white in your skin color. Instead of wanting to throw your bullyism, your hate, your murder, buying through your Christianity religion. It got lists as long as a Santa Claus's list on people who need to be executed in this country. But yet they call themselves Christians. I want them to name one set of people outside themselves that they don't want to execute in this country. Who do you not hate? Who do you not want to murder? Answer me that, you fucking white Christians. Who the fuck do you really not hate, and who do you really not want to murder? You even want to murder your own because somebody's got a D behind their name or an R. What the hell's wrong with these white people? They're mentally fucking ill. They're mentally fucking ill. And they want to make everybody else's lives miserable because they are. And they're miserable because they've had lies from Christianity to politics and everything else pounded in their head and up their ass for too long.
Well, Mr. Canupa, are you back online? This is your...
Yeah, hello? I'm back on the air. You can hear me okay.
You're the host of this show. I'm just going to sit back and just unmute other callers when they call in.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Well, let's start off with this understanding, people. You know, for me, it's a really not a complicated task, but I want to open the show up with a prayer, you know, like we always do on the Indigenous Voices of People. So here's our opening prayer. O Tonkashila Wakantanka Gitsimanid. Ampetu Waste Unyakabu Ginkan Wopila Tanki Ichiche. Lila Ota Wakib Kapi Nahunkana, which only Ekigna Kaki. Hey, which Okanki Lila Otechike. Wa blaze kilena insen wa stes ni as ni as ni un lak khota wa bu choni ekig na ke hanta ti wa he kilena yok shi chap na che ape hoeta makhashi na kyon ki kte hanta wa lak khota ta kilena wa af khe ki ai kha ke ki un ki lech se ftala o hina ji pina wa af sa pe ki lech se ki ji pi ho yon khan lena Kratu kile voce ke wakahe lena echa. Wichun kiksi api. Namishun kala kile chala kese makashina kiyon kena. Ake wanzi ikpeon ki api ki ena echa. Wo kiksi akile na onkupi. That prayer kind of signifies, you know, the loved ones that we, you know, did not forget about the show. And we're talking about my little brother, the late Calvin Lynn Martin, and the late Timothy James Sullivan. Both of them, you know, involved themselves with Strongheart. One supported them, and one was one of our laymen. My little brother Calvin supported us as Strongheart dog soldiers. Timothy James Sullivan, he was a member of the dog soldiers. He was one of us. And so I opened that prayer for those two because, you know, they were very dear to me. Both of them, my little brothers. This is the part that people don't understand when we indigenous people go through a lot of turmoil. We understand what it means to be indigenous with that thought and philosophy. A lot of people I told, you know, to get on the show tonight, get on the show to express your heart's gratitude, your heart's pain and suffering. Acknowledge something that you are undertaking. You know, when somebody dies, that's the only time our people come together, especially with mine. My family, it's the only time we came together is when my little brother died. And still, my family, you know, you acknowledge them by telling them that, hey, we're not supposed to have ill feelings towards one another. We should be solid and strong and, you know, pick up the pieces and keep ourselves going. Most people don't understand immortality. Once somebody dies, their faces get long. They look down. No. The minute they die, the day they died, they passed away. You cry, and that's it. Wipe your tears. And you prepare for the journey of this brother or sister that we must, you know, give back to Grandmother Earth. She's going to take him first. And that's what usually happens. And so when he goes back, he or she goes back to Mother Earth, those are the thought processes that we forget as being indigenous people. Many others don't understand that, tribal and otherwise. And that's the hard part. I haven't cried like that in a long time. And I needed that. Because not only did I cry for my baby brother, I also cried for my oldest daughter, Michelle. This is what we live with. I cried for my aunt, my mom, my grandmother, my grandpa, my two baby brothers that passed on before me. Cried for them too. Cried for everybody. Everybody that was dear to me. No matter if they'd done me wrong, I cried for them. I needed to express my pain and feeling, how much I cared for these people. Just because I might be a guy that's harsh in his own way, I still believe in love. Without love, this world will be coming to a standstill. Love is what makes this world go around. You people don't get it. And again, I say thank you to Tyreek. For doing this show for us. He was threatened by sociological deformatory of the white race, so he backed off from his other show. And why white America does this to people, they ought to do that to their own. They're doing it on TV, colonizing your minds, getting to believe this way. Don't forget, people, white America sets on top of Turtle Island. White America sets on top of Turtle Island. We have our roots here. They don't have roots here. Their roots came across the waters. And yet they're still killing us with sicknesses. They're always doing this to the indigenous people and many's of color. Many others of color they're doing this to. Nobody wants to say nothing. You can swear, you can cuss with those things. But if you can't blame the white man, why talk? That's the problem. The problem is that white devil. It's hard being who we are in this day and age of October. That's the hard part. The month of October is the 10th calendar month, according to their philosophy, okay? And today's the what, 28th day in the year 2022? And we still are being persecuted, hunted down, put in jail, having our families, kids stripped from them, putting our elders in nursing homes, killing them. We don't have the heart's love like we've done in ancient times, taking care of our loved ones, whether it's your mom, your aunt, your grandmother, your grandfather, your father, your uncle, your brother, your sister. That's family value when you take care of one another. Instead, the people out there want to vote for drugs and vote for, you know, sensitivism and all these other things. White man make you do that and your people go for it. Eventually, priests and reverends and bishops and cardinals and brothers and sisters in the Catholic upbringing, they're going to turn to marijuana. They're going to start smoking it. And yet they're going to patronize that, oh, yeah, their way of God is the only way, and then they're going to come up with the assumption that Jesus smoked weed. He did cocaine. He did methamphetamine. That's how they believe, man. That's not an attack on the deformatories of how religion is based and performed on. No, that's how civilized and modern man detects and predicts things upon people. We talk this way because that's the norm of how white America does things. And what do I say all the time in these shows? White America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies and forced them upon indigenous people. When they fail them, then they try to force them on the people itself, the general public. When they fail there, they took them back out and forced them into other countries outside my waters. When they fail that, the other countries rejected them, they bring those same policies back to my country of Turtle Island. Now they impose impose that same rhetoric upon all of you. And so welcome to the real Indian reservation, known as America. That's all it did. That's what colonial policies do. They strip you of that mindset of actually understanding what freedom and independence is. Their day of reconciliation with independence is 4th of July, where they blow off a bunch of fireworks and make sparks. Everything they do to excite themselves is stolen culture's material. That's what they did. They steal. They love to steal. That's the name of the game. And here we are hanging on. This is one thing I can tell you, indigenous people. We never stole the white man's God. We never did. We never stole his God, man. But every time indigenous people come into a spiritual practice of ours, whether it's our sacred sun dance or sweat lodge ceremony or whatever, our gathering, you bring the white man in there. Standing Rock's trying to do a movie. You see, that's how they quiet people down. They give them jobs in Western culture's presence of living to silence your voice. And everything's going to be watered down, people. Look what they did to Tyreek. He had a good show, man. They threatened him. They watered him down. So now he's only, man, using our show. He stepped back. He stepped back because he said they came to his house. Well, in America, you have a right to freedom of expression, freedom of speech. This is what's in your United States Constitution, people. But yet, you don't want to enforce them. All those shows outside, even in CNN, they're expressing shit that is irrelevant to the indigenous people and people of color. But yet, you all go for it. You all listen to all of them talk this political endeavor to neutralize your human rights. Sad but true. While the rest of us suffer. I don't see any of you going out there cutting wood, dealing with loved ones. I don't see any of you asking for help to feed families in need, like my little brother. Tribal governments are supposed to have money to help and assist people in times of man hardship like death. Oh, wait a minute. My sister, Carmen Martin, Carmen Faith Martin, got all the money. What did she do? After we laid my brother to rest, she left the burial, took off that same night. Guess where she was at? At the casino. What does that tell you? This is how heinous our people have become. White man taught us that stuff. And again, I go back to that same sequel. We never stole the white man's religion. We never stole anything of his. He's been doing this to us, whether it's land, life, water, minerals, earth. That man's a thief. Or look what he did. He killed all our buffalo. White man all over the different states can call South Dakota's Fish and Game and Wildlife, pay thousands of damn dollars to come out here and hunt. And all they hunt for is trophy heads and antlers and let the meat rot. That's a white man for you. Hunting is a sport to that guy. Man, don't you see people? Can't you express your heart? Anger and animosity? I get ridiculed every day. White people stare at me, man. They glare at me, so I glare back. I know they're listening to this damn show. But it's a show to express what we encounter. I'm sick and tired of coming together only in death. Only in death do we come together. When we're alive, we don't come together. And all the nonsense that makes people come together, it's nonsense. There's no reason for them to try to, man, put on gatherings and then come together. For what? There's nothing there to express. Only the fact that white America loves to murder and debauch children in the name of religion and corporate greed. If that sounds heinous and blasphemous to the white race, so be it. We live with the shit you guys impose on us, white man. But we have done nothing to you. We have done nothing to you, man. You taught our people how to steal. You taught them how to lie. Everything in your book of the Ten Commandments, you broke every one of them, white man. I have a right to be angry at you. When you own up to your own circumvential responsibility, white man, then you'll understand what it means to be in pain. Then you'll understand what it means to cry. And then you'll understand that you need to be left alone. The same way my people are crying out. We want you to leave us alone. White man, leave us alone. You're killing us every day, white man. Enough. Stop it, white man. You love to kill, then kill your own. But leave mine alone. That's my pain and passion, man. You took my baby brother from me with your sicknesses. You kill him. But how many other families have you done that to? I didn't take nothing from you, white man. Nothing did I ever take from you. I never, man, boarded all these canoes and went to your country and forced my way of life upon you. We got no business being over there. That's the indigenous thought and philosophy. Because in my country, known as Turtle Island, it's matriarchal, it's matrilineal. The woman calls the shots, white man. And you're polluting them. Women have no clue what being Lakota is. Crow, Blackfeet, Arapaho, Cheyenne, Nez Perce, Navajo, Ojibwe. They have no clue. Yet alone my brothers of the Iroquois Confederacy, the Mohawks, because Onondagas, all of them facing the same thing. Women are being driven out all because of this patriarchal crap that America imposes on people. You're doing it, white man. Nobody else is doing this but you. Look what you did to the black man. You stripped him of everything. He don't even have a language. One black man was on the radio show, whatever his name was, running from country to country, saying he fights for human rights. And he says the Lakota have lost their language. Our language was gone, whoever that black kid was. Loves to lie. That's a black white man. And he goes by all these fake names. Shows up to Standing Rock and masquerades and heads back. I can't even get Cecile to come on and talk to me because she's been polluted by that man's brain. And that man ain't doing a damn thing helping people. But he wants to bastardize English thought and philosophy because he supports worlds that are governed by men, patriarchal, deformatory, white people. Like his way. There are other countries that do the same thing, make women hide their faces. Shit, that's inhuman, man. I'm glad in Turtle Island, a woman brought us our sacred pipe. No man brought it to us. That's what we have an honorable saying to. A woman brought us our sacred man way of life. A woman brought us our sacred way of life. Man, man, listen to me, man. A woman brought us our sacred way of life. Man, you hear me, man? I don't care what color you are. Don't even know how to caress a woman and love her. You abuse her. Call her derogatory statements, part of hierarchy's patrilineal behavior. You know it, man. And then you act all innocent, get 501c3s, putting hickeys on the white man's butt cheeks so he can give you a dollar to quiet you down. Same with you, you women, too. You women do it, too. You get a 501c3, man. You put hickeys on his backside, and he give you a dollar to shut you up. I've seen this. I live in it. It happens every second, every moment, every minute, every day. The sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west. Same thing. The hierarchy does this shit to both men and women. And you all allow it. That's the most heinous thing to understand the differences between people. That's disrespectful, civilized and modern man. You're allowing people. to destroy themselves with your culture, white man. You like that. You like it when people are suffering. You like it when you torture people. You even like it when you touch somebody. There's bad and good in every race, even in you white people. There's some good ones out there, but there are a handful. And the same with other people of color. They're very a handful. But yet you people still, man, want to masquerade to him. They're killing us every day, every second, every moment, stripping us of our livelihood, our way of living, language, all of it, culture. Just because that black guy that said, oh, the Lakota lost their language, that black guy don't got nothing. It's a damn shame what they did to that dog. My big dog that left me was smarter than him, the same as my chocks. My pit bull's smarter than that guy. And as a stupid two-legged black guy, he can't admit to it. The hierarchy's level of the way patrilineal behavior is, he still condemns people of color, yet alone the indigenous people, right there. I defend my language. Wa'ea, my people, Malakotaks, Wichoye Nahakti Mie Kusha Obluspe, Shante Ognala Lakota Woyuk Yankihe Tima Yankakes. Nilak Hotabhanta Voyuk Chunkilechus Etiumpo. You all can pick up your basic needs of a language if you go back into understanding, man, who you are as a once free people. Freedom is still there. Sad thing about it is you don't want to wake it up. You can, people. You sure can. You can turn it all around. But that's the part you don't want to do. You're afraid. The white man teaches you fear. America has always been a fear-based society that generates racism. Fear and hate generates racism, people. Understand that. Understanding the enemy's mind is the key to freedom. That fucking white man's a devil, man, no matter how you look at it. He's a devil. He calls us what? In the United States Constitution, what does he call us, huh? The preamble of it, he calls us what, huh? Come on, people. He calls us what? Merciless savages, isn't it? When we've done nothing to that white man, taught him how to live off the land, clothed him, fed him, gave him home. If we didn't do that, that son of a bitch would starve to death. He'd have nothing. There's written tabloids out there where the white man was even eating his own people. You talk about cannibalism, that's him. Cannibalism is about white people, man. They're the ones who started it. And they're still doing it. Don't forget that. It wasn't that long ago. Jeffrey Dahmer did that shit. What does that tell you? They don't want to own up to their own greed and behavior. Sacrilegious mentality of loving fear and hate to intermix with our people's thought and philosophy. But it's still a world controlled by white men. End of story. As we come to the top of the hours of looking at what's going on in Indian country, I'm going to turn the listening audience into this engagement. If you have something to express from a heart's value, people, now's your time. And I will it back to you. Come on, people. Whoever the guests are on, come on. Your time to step up. Take the bull by his horns and snap his neck. Listening audience, let's go. Introduce yourself and the state you're calling from and begin.
Canupa is the host of the show, not me. I'm just opening up the show for you guys. That's it. So go ahead, please. Nine one eight. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I just want to touch back on base about these people out here. How they can hate something but want to fight for it with their ignorance. If you hate everything and everyone in this country, why the fuck are you still here? Nobody's holding you here. Go back to where your ancestors came from. The white race of people are full of hate, anger, and misery. And they're going to make sure everything around them is the same. They can't stand somebody to be happy, laughing, smiling. They want to even take the happiness away from them. And that's what I can't understand. That I hear all this talk of hate out here from these people. Well, if you hate something that bad, why do you stay around it? Why don't you vamoose and go back to fucking Europe? Vamoose. Nobody's asking you to stay here and hate on us, hate on the animals, hate on the environment, hate on the land. No, these white people are mentally fucking ill. They are mentally ill. You listen to them out here. They don't want their kids in schools because they think there's these children who got to dress like Furbies and go shit in cat boxes in the bathrooms. And that's not even happening in the schools, but you got white people out here. They're ready to go kill for that shit. Lies are killing the white man, and he's too stupid to fucking get it. His own ignorance is killing him. He's too stupid to get it. His hate's killing him, and he's too stupid to get it. But the white man can get the fuck away from all of that. Just go the fuck home. Go the fuck home. You fucking hate this place over here. You turned it into a fucking shit pit. You turned it into everybody hating each other. Oh, stupid fucking rumors, lies, conspiracy theories. And you guys are out here acting like a fucking bunch of fucking shithouse rat nuts. But you think you're acting normal. You think you're acting like you got the right. Like I said, I've never seen a white man. You're bitter, you're hateful, you're misery, you're crotchety. If you fucking hate everything over here that's going on in this country, you go back fucking home. Get the fuck out of here. Why you got to make everybody else miserable? People who want to live and be happy. Out here acting like fucking nutcases. But they think they're doing something great. You're showing the world how minorities have been right about the white people. They are. They're mentally ill. They can't put up with any adversity that they can take a conspiracy theory, a rumor, and literally let them drive them mentally ill. You're showing the world you are the weak race. And you white people are getting weaker day by day by day. You're proving it. Save yourselves. Get out of here and go find yourself in your own ancestral homeland. You don't belong here. And the proof is you don't belong here is because you're not happy here. Your actions prove that. You are really not happy here because you are not balanced and truly connected here. That's why you're not happy here. So go home. That's all I got to say.
Oh. Oh, man. I tell you. Is people engaging? Is people engaging tonight? Come on,
hello?
People. You all know this is your show.
I just got done. Is anybody else on?
I don't know, man. Tyreek, man, don't want to look at the who's on. He's just letting them out, he said.
Hello, this is Jenny tonight. Can you hear me?
No,
come
I'm
on,
over here. There's
come
a lot
on.
Of people there.
Come on, a lot of people talk. Come on. Your show. Come on.
This is
One
Jenny.
Hour.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, well, I forgot I had my phone on a darn little speaker, and I was trying to talk. This is Jenny Manyhart calling in from the Penny Nation here in Northwest Montana. And I was listening to what Rachel had said, a few things that kind of made me, you know, back about what happened one time, my own relative, okay, and I told her in this way, telling her to get the hell out of here then, you know. She made a remark about our Sundance ceremony, or and she said her daughter said she was at one of the ceremonies, and anyway, the people supposed to have been worshiping that pipe or what, you know, like demon devil worshipers, okay. Soon as she said that, I looked at her and I go, excuse me? What do you mean? Well, you're telling me I came from a family of demon devil worshipers? Is that what you're saying? I said, because you're talking, you know, and I went off on her, you know, you're talking about my mom, my father, my grandparents, and my, you know, kept on going. And she goes, oh, no, I didn't mean like that. I said, no, come out of your fucking mouth like that. I said, you work with the kids around here? I said, see, people like you make it hard for people like me. But if you feel that way, why don't you pack your shit and get the fuck out of here then? Keep your process with you, and you leave our feathers because that's us. I get to that point because, you know, the biggest problem, like I explained many times, is that God's darn religion that divides our people, divides this whole world right now. You know, and this came from over there. Listen to what Chinupa was saying. Yeah, you know, over there it's all men, you know, fucking destroying everyone and everything, you know. I heard Tariq say one time that over there, if you try to say different about how they already believe, they'll chop your head off. I'm like, fuck, man, that's brutal. That's cold-hearted. What if I wanted to go over there and tell them something? Would they, you know, cut me in pieces? Because I wouldn't be talking about over there. I'd be talking about over here. Over here, it's about the woman. Over there, obviously, it's about the man. you think about, you know, things like this, you know, with, in this world where different countries and stuff, how they look, you know, at a woman like she has nothing over there. Huh? And then right here we get treated the same way now. The man's really eager to hear what another man has to say over there. But over here, but the man's eager what the woman has to say. Sometimes they don't listen. That's the problem. For us, yeah, you know, we talk very, very strongly about our pipe, our teaching. Now today, even that's been stolen by them. We have a white woman trying to play our sacred woman. That's crazy. Now she has the whole nation upset about it, you know. But nah, that's not true. What one of my elders said, she's full of bullshit. She came from the Blackfoot down to the Lakota. You'll never see her again in the human form. She left her teachings with us already. It's us that's forgetting her, you know. We're getting about what she's really talking about when she gave all that to us. Now our own people that think they know all of it, they're running around all over, you know, profiting off of all what was given to us. But shoot, we're not a white man's church. They have their own problem. They should be shutting down their churches themselves. Up here, I want them shut down. Should they own more land than our people now since they did that crooked deal with that land back sale bullshit? Buy back crap. The whole man, that just seemed like a devil with a fistful of dollars tempting our people to give up our land, give up our territory. Because they know our people are always struggling for, I'm sorry, after this fucking world, you're always in debt, no matter what the hell you do. Never was like that before, though. Now, when people say, oh, quit talking about the 1800s, well, you got to know what the hell happened back then so you know what the hell's happening today. And none of it stopped. If you don't know what happened then, you'll think, oh, this is all normal. This is how it's supposed to be. But they're still killing us. They're... Just like Chinupo just lost his brother, or I just lost two aunts, another aunt. All because of their ways. Their ways that they wanted to. They wanted to be the doctor. They wanted to be, you know, the medicine. They wanted to do all of that. Be the beaver. All in destruction, though. And people still want to believe in it. That's why I'm grateful and thankful who I am. And I was born into this world, the family I was born from, especially my grandma, Spagaki, the one that painted me and gave me my name. But you don't have to share your name all the time. No? Because people will take it. But that's the one that painted me, so protect me from people like this today. But they still try to beat me up with their Bible verses. I tell them, leave me alone, man. Shoot. I've never turned my back on my ancestors. I have no doubt in them. And now look what's happening today. They say, well, they want water. They fight over water, okay? A lot of mountains. They want to own the air, so give them all that away. But for us, we got to pray that she still is on our side. And her people need to really wake up about it. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just playing with you. I'm sure you should already know. But, yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot more is coming.
Well, the white man's too too happy in his own misery. He loves that misery, and he wants everybody else to be miserable.
Because they're in our teaching right now, they're the freaking snake people, you know? Snake with a split tongue. That's how our grandparents would say they speak with a split tongue. But they're liars. Don't believe them.
That's funny because there's a lot of religions out here that practice taking strychnine and being bit by rattlers. My aunt's in one of them. And they believe in that stuff. And I'm like, whoa. You know, I don't understand them. I lived out here by them around all my life. And from the time I was a child, I could not understand that Christianity. I'm glad I never got involved in it.
Young lady that, you know, and I wasn't even talking about Christianity or churches when I was talking to her. We were talking about organizing this walk almost a couple years ago now. And she goes, you know, I was raised in the Catholic way, you know, she said, but as I grew up, I realized it's nothing but a cult. And I go, well, that come out of your mouth, not mine. I said, but that's not the first time I heard it, you know?
That's the truth.
I heard from my aunt. So these younger ones like her, she's a young white girl, okay? Telling me stuff like that. I'm like, well, you know, that's their choice. Huh? If they really want to get out of it, you know, because that's all you see. It's all you hear now. It's nothing but a cult.
Mm-hmm. All these religions are, but they stand by, like I said in the beginning of the show. I want these people to tell me who you don't hate, who you don't want to bully, who you don't want to harass, and who you don't want to murder. Because to
me, that's
all they want to do. They want to kill everything that's different. I don't get it.
And they don't even realize they're killing themselves, too.
Yeah, because, you know, even by their own teachings, their own teachings, they go against it.
I wish their savior would hurry up and come and take them.
Here's what I was saying on the show the other day. Jesus don't want a thing to do with these American white people. They're not his people. If this Jesus exists, it's people over there in the Far East. It's called the old ancient Judea people, Hebrew people. He don't want nothing to do with these fucking white Americans. They're not his people.
Well, I thought that's what he died for, all of them, so all of that was stopped.
Well, they didn't show no respect. They just kept on going. But they said themselves, Jesus died for our sins. We got the blood of Jesus on us. Really? Start fucking acting like it then. Because they don't. They don't act like they got the blood of this Jesus man. They don't act like they appreciate that this Jesus died for them.
Well, if they did, they wouldn't be destroying Earth right now. They wouldn't be destroying Earth right now if they did believe whatever they're preaching.
That's right. That's right. They're heathens. They're the heathens. They act like...
But in their belief, do whatever you do here on Earth, as long as you go to church and you'll be forgiven when you die.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. I say, fuck that shit. I'm glad I stayed out of it.
You know, when you come into Catholic Catholicism and you understand the gravitations of how our people were forced with this behavior... Civilized and modern man always has a depiction of understanding who's right and who's wrong. And what really is the norm to this, and this is where, you know, my people, we indigenous people need to understand this. The way the world is going today in the year 2022 on October 28th, okay? When you understand, you know, what an eagle can do, what a hawk can do, what a falcon can do, what a nighthawk can do, okay? Those four birds of prey are swift hunters. They, too, need the equality of understanding fairness and balance, okay? They do. And so today, as we continuously share a heart's gratification between the normal pronunciation of people of color, you will see that civilized and modern men, especially white people, they don't give a shit about life in particular, whether it's the eagle, the hawk, the falcon, and the nighthawk. They don't care. They'll kill it because it's just a bird. You see, this is the problem with white Americans, people, the white race. Everything is a murdering death to them. That's all they know how to do is kill, okay? So if you understand the thought processes between the white race, people, all you have to do is step back and let things go accordingly, and you're going to see that white man will kill himself. Now he's doing it today. A fellow white man told me this, that by 2030, the white man is on a verge of extinction. And look at it. So as they're dying off, as the saying goes, you reap what you sow, okay? It finally caught them in a pronunciation that the failure is how white America practiced and perfected colonial policies by stripping human rights away from people that understood the gravitation between our Earth Mother and the sky above us. But everything in our deemed, you know, behavior is alive, people. That's the hard parts that people can't see. They don't understand that anymore. So irregardless of the way civilized and modern man had depicted the value of human life, you show me this, people, and I'll shut the fuck up and try to find some kind of ingredient to dye my skin white, okay? You show me where it's recorded and it's written where we killed our own spiritual item. Show me where it's written and recorded where we killed our sacred pipe. Come on, people. Show me where it's written and it's recorded. You do, I'll dye my skin white. You'll never find it because we're not that brutal of a people, yet alone barbaric. The Strongheart Dog Soldiers, okay? The Chantetina Okolakiche. Okay? We just lost one of our members, Timothy James Sullivan. Okay? One of our members left us. So we got doings that we got to conduct for him. The Chantet Iza Okolakichia, better known as the Strongheart Warrior Society, has 13 expectations, 13 values, but they're called expectations. They use the term of a white man. Owapke wiksemana yamani kankike. Owapke wiksemana yamani kankike. Okay? So value. We have 13 rituals that we must go through before we can kill. That's why we're known as chletes. See? The akichita is the guy that puts his hand on the forehead and then he salutes that American flag. Akichita. Okay. Chlete, on the other hand, is a warrior. Chle moves about the earth when it's time to kill. Those are the virtues that indigenous people have with people living primitive, way before the white man had gotten our country. Everything the white man imposed on us is bad. But you never see him go over there and try to impose his way on all them other countries that are having their own virtues of living. The Arabics, you know, the Indians, Indonesians, Chinese, all of it, see? It's the modern convenience of how white people want to create things out of minerals, okay? This is why they create these atomic bombs, neutron bombs, nuclear bombs. Look at these fallen dynasties from ancient times, okay? The Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Mediterraneans, Mesopotamians, Persians, and now the failure of the American Empire. And you will see that the white people are repeating history in the name of lust for greed and control. But you guys don't say anything like that. We know the pain and suffering that we adapted from that white fucker, okay? That white fucking devil did this to us, okay? And if that sounds, you know, harmful because we're cutting you down, white man, accept it, you son of a bitch. You did this to us. And you Indian people that are listening that want to come on the show, quit being fucking soft. Help me. I can't do this by myself. All you have to do is look out your fucking window of your home, your apartment building. Take a look at that white race. Watch that two-legged white devil and watch him produce his heinous attire in front of you. And his heinous attire is his way of life. God damn, you guys are blind to that shit. And get off the goddamn phone. Because you're all on it. Don't tell me you ain't. Even at a wake, I saw many people on the phone. That's sad but true. That's what really troubles this Indian guy, this indigenous man, this Chanupa Guluha money. That's what troubles me. I get sick and tired of you fuckers all trying to be white. Well, go ahead. Go dye your hair. Why in the fuck don't you women just cut your fucking head bald-headed? Cut it off. And then spray paint it blonde, yellow, whatever you want. Go ahead. It's a shame, man, when we see you women do this shit. Masquerading like a white man. And the white man interprets us in negativity too. Because you allow him to come in. I get angry because I see it happening every day in the year 2022 on October 28th. That's the hardships of what you don't understand. They do that to animals, they do it to birds, and eventually they're going to do it again to you as the two-legged people struggling to remain free. That's what they want, like I told you guys. Why don't we get a bunch of white folks together and put up a fence around them and create a zoo of white people and give them a depicted name and call them, this is the real meaning of how the beginning of white Neanderthals began. And find ways to make money. Hell, they've been doing it to us. That's why they call it a reservation. And you all go for it. Understanding the white man's mind is the key to freedom. And that's what you people don't want. My little brother Tyreek had a good show. But they took it away from him because he said they were going to deport him. Well, fuck, get deported. That's all right. And all the shit your white dad gave you, the white stepdad, sell it. Make money off it and give it to the people that need it while you leave. Or take it back with you to your people and help them. There's lots of things you can do. But I know why he don't want to go home. I know why. So we're getting into the top of the hour again. I'm going to turn it back to you listening audiences because this show is beautiful. But I will give you this as we open it back up. And come on, people, engage on any avenue you want to. To hunt Hokata Kyotaku or Yaskunk the hunter, then a woman can skunk in a lechu say 8 to 1 year old Mitaki. Hetan Okitaku Kaskak P. Yank there. Wallak Hotaki Hetchens Ichakin there. As Lila Ota, we chokan Kile Ektuza. Now we choya Kilena Yagulunipi. As Nahakni Chante was illo happy. Chaho Hel loose, lechus the Olus Pe hunter, Wallak Hotaki Le Ichakin there. Jumpet on zit hokata ketaku chanuk te ke wama khaskan lena wan chako toksha hena oni chokte ampetu ki lechu se chamu na kakis ka i blabre na ha wabre zi monzi i wachi na wagli honi na ke khesa pati ma i blabre na chant khoakse lena lechu se na hke wi chasha kle wola khote i chet ke le chote inza i chasha kle le chamu oyate mit khoki not is in o chokke Ho he wola khota hecha. Lila ota o ap khekile lila shicha wogla kam. As Tony Lexus e chumbo kikne. As me hecha hecha. Malak khota. Ikseri cha se hemacha. No khola kichi kile kushya o blus pe hecha tet inga o khola kichi hecha kam. E hane tronkashi la wa ki ni mu. E na hecha se chante o hiti ka wichata. He o khola kichi ke he o spuye. Ke o spuye hum. Umad says, "Ki ake uzik taki ilale hota, nuche waniche, kohe ishya itchate he oispe lechante tinsa okhola kiche. Na ake unzi he inazi ki he chagi tikhala. Hena yamani buichasa glena buichokhan kile hechopi na wana miye chano pagula amani misha hechamu. Kohe tus o chichaka buichokhan ogna le." O ap ye chanuk te hunte lechun se siwahe ni tchoki wan speech akie na itaha wola kote hechun se o chlati uspat ya kige hei chas ena na si wo ke ya ke. Now I close with that understanding and ask you all to turn it up a little bit and get into the basics of why you feel upset from all the shit we're going through. This is your show to express your heart's feeling, and then we're going to see you all next night, which is Saturday night, same time, 5 to 7, on the Indigenous Voices of People radio, and it's your show to engage on any topic. Back to you, listening audience and callers that are calling in. Come on, engage.
You got 41 minutes. You got 41 minutes, everybody.
Now, these people in this country, these white people, they're mentally ill. And greed, their greed is a source of a fix for their mental illness. And it destroys mentally ill people what they can't control their negative to. Their greed drives them for that happiness that they can't have naturally. And in the process, it destroys. So the white man's never going to accomplish nothing because he does not want to face his mental illness. All the bad things you see of them out here, their greed, their lust, their debaucheryism, everything, it's a quick fix for their mental illness, and it's all it does is do worse. They don't know no happiness. Mentally people of the mindset we see out here, you look at them, they're not happy. They may have boats, houses, Harleys, but they're still not happy. And you think they learn our greed doesn't get us nowhere. I can go out here. I'm a sex addict. I can go out here and get sex every night. I'm still never happy because they don't want to face their mentally ill and won't it deep in their mind to try to help themselves. They can't. They won't.
You know what upsets me? It's how our own people are still supporting colonization. They're still supporting all this religion. You know, they still want to pray to a Roman god, and then they talk about decolonization. Well, how? How when you're still pushing your children and grandchildren into learning their wisdom? You know, if we say that it's all within the language of who we are, so okay, well, that's what's happening. It's all in the language of who they are, but they're your children. That's their students still, huh? It builds them with all of it. And our people don't know how to look at it and, you know, thinking, well, yeah, we need to, you know, we need to start teaching our children who we are now, huh? We need to stop doing this. But the thing is that they want them to graduate and get a piece of paper so they can get a good job. That's the promise. In this world, you have to have a piece of paper for everything, even for people to speak language to teach your children. They say you have to have a piece of paper. So, like, what the hell is that all about? See, our own people. Then they should shut up. And I think, you know, instead of playing, you know, all what they play, you know, as far as history, language, knowledge, and stories and songs and. And leave alone and put it away then if you can't understand it. You know, we need to start trying to bring back who we are. But you first you have to convince the people that have converted why we need this. You know? We're not saying, oh, you're not included. It's going to be the whole people. People need to come together because there's going to be a lot of change upcoming. They tell them it's a lot. And they get scared. They get scared right now, you know, because they don't want to talk about those things. It scares them. Reality scares them. Huh? Well, I don't know what those churches teaching you guys or what, you know, just to pray and, you know, everything will go away. Or just wait till you die and you're free from it. It's hard to get our people to understand us. This government's getting ready to do something that we're not ready for yet. Yeah, you tell them like that. Oh, then they all know. Oh, yeah, they've been doing that a while. Okay, well, so what are we going to do? We're supposed to have a leader by now, somebody that understands us by now, that speaks like us by now. Come out and tell their people, advise them if they need to start doing or something. But no, they're still chasing the white man's piece of paper. Yeah? They're still going to be cowboys. They just finished with the INFR. But holy man, we have more Christian cowboys than the common people now, huh?
That's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's what they do every freaking year. It's like, come on. And then there's more and more of them. I don't know. I said, well, how many more feathers do you people need, you know? Could you guys all get a war bonnet or what? Stand up headdress and what? Every time somebody new gets in there, they want to put them on their head. So. What did they do to earn them? They didn't go to war for us. They didn't do nothing for us yet. They didn't start, you know, they didn't do with the government from trying to wipe us out, you know. They didn't do nothing yet. But they put them on them like, they, you know, they're, like they're really just for fashion now. Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. Like, well, who's our teacher, you know? I go to those elderly supposed to be pipe keepers, and one told me that, I said, well, why ain't you guys all sitting down yet? Why ain't you guys all, you know, in that circle talking about these issues and concerns that, you know, for our people that's happening today, not just right here, but out there, you know? All over around you, each direction. So they don't get along. What? We're not supposed to be like white men churches like that. Then I thought, well, what the hell? How come they don't get along? Mm-hmm. And then the man will argue with me because there's things that I have to, you know, tell him. By what knowledge I understand as a woman, they get mad and argue with me. Yeah. And that's those ones that, you know, they've been in a position so long that they don't want to give up their chair. And they're women, I don't know, they're all too jealous of each other. They're all wearing fake eyelashes, no eyebrows, fake. Drawing them on. What the heck? They used to call it Brown Town. They used to call it Brown Town when I was young. It looks like it's goddamn Clown Town now, huh? But that's competition, the way they're all competing with one another. Who, you know, dresses better, drives better. And these are all these younger generations of
I thought Christian women weren't supposed to wear makeup.
I said, how is that spirit going to recognize you guys? How? You can, even in the ceremony. I said, that spirit, man, God, it's not going to recognize those girls, I told my uncle, you know, because they have that fake bling bling on. They don't supposed to have makeup on anything. Earrings, watches, nothing. Nothing. And then during that ceremony, the pipe got plugged up, so that meant that something wasn't right. I told my uncle, well, that's what, all right. Then you have what, in two rooms, aren't you not supposed to separate the circle? Huh? So these are... people are trying to run our ceremonies today that we're about relocation people that come back from California and stuff like that. All of a sudden they're keepers of the pipes and stuff. And I don't know. It's really different. But yeah, it's sad. It's sad. Really sad how our younger generations, what they're going through too. A lot of them are dying from that fentanyl, the meth. They look this thick, skeleton-like looking people now. Huh? We got some of them that talk to themselves, you know. Every day they're like nonstop moving, talking to themselves. Like, gee, it's just really, no, it's hard to see that, though, no? And you wonder, well, why? Why are people being punished? We had nothing to do with what they did, you know? Yeah, it's an ugly world. Not even safe. We still have missing people on our reservation. They're still looking for them. And it all had to do with meth and alcohol waste. So the last four. But not the baby was in the hands of a person that drank and didn't. She wasn't missing. So we have a lot of, like, the law enforcement, everything, they're all crooked. They're crooked people. Involved with a lot of it, what happens on our reservation with the council, the whole system up there is just corrupt. But yeah, I'll give somebody else a chance. Tell us something you know.
You know, people, I want to share something with you. The life of a strong heart is not an easy task, okay? Now, you all, you say this. You say this even on the goddamn internet, you say this. You say that you're the wretched refuge, okay, because you have troubled times. Here's a man at the age of 65 live with his dog, okay, in a house that don't belong to him, okay? Here's a man that still will stick his neck out because he's hard on the outside as well as he is the inside. But he's willing to stick his neck out like his brother, the turtle. This brother, Chanupa Gluha Money, seen and witnessed propagated issues created by civilized and modern man in the name of the form of righteousness through constitution and religions, but overall, it's the deceit what civilized modern men and women still do in the name of love. Why? Because they have no life. A body can have life, okay? But if that body's life isn't the same to understand the indigenous' way of living off the earth, which you all came from. My grandfather told me this as a kid, people, and listen to this. And if you get offended by it, I hope you do, and you call me 605-517-2621. He said, "My boy, there's four colors of what the earth can do in the form of the life of an animal. And we two-legged come from them." And he said, number one, he said, when you hunt that buffalo and you butcher him, his meat is red. When you cook his meat, it's red. You eat that. You eat everything in honor of that four-legged brother, and you give back to him in a form of appreciation. And I'm only using the English consonant and the language to describe it because you're all stupid because you don't understand your own indigenous language. So when he told me these things about analyzing our four-legged brother, the buffalo, he was right. We indigenous people are big, shaggy, and stink like him. But we're always refreshing. Why? Because we're in balance with the earth where he came from. Yes. Now comes the black man. The black man, when I was overseas, I seen it, so Grandpa was right. They believed in what they call juju. And they, too, ate monkeys over there across the water, okay? They did. I ate it with them, too. It's a traditional form of the way they do that over there. And they ate them. But they did a ritual to eat them monkeys, black folk. Real black folk ate monkeys over there, okay? And they honored that monkey They honored him. Yes, they did, people. And that was the spiritual significance of the way they did it. Okay? Today, they're reduced from doing that. Now comes the yellow man. Okay? The yellow man. He eats lizards from over there in his country. This is no shit. Over in his country, all they believe in is dragons, huh? And them little lizards, they grow up to be about 24 inches long, and they're pretty fat. That's what they ate over there. They're like a salamander. Okay? The yellow people, that's another sacrilegious animal that they ate over there in the Asian countries. And they're still doing it today. Same with the black people, the same with us. We got to beg for our fucking buffalo meat. Now comes the white man. The white man, he too eats something that's dirty that continues to make him stink, hairy, and pale, and ugly. Okay? And that pale and ugly and hairy and stink little creature is what? His pig. His pig will eat a human body. This is what you people don't understand. My grandpa taught me this. And he said, because they wanted to outdo their spiritual being that created them, that's their punishment. And if you watch the white race, his primitive bird of what he came from is that white domestic chicken. Same thing, like his pig. You see? This is the problem, people. So when you reduce a people to that level, you destroy them within and without. And I go back to the same philosophy as we come up to the time of our closing, you know, virtues of the show. Okay? It's almost in 20 minutes we'll close, in 22 minutes. Okay? So this is what I'm going to tell you. 68 million head of buffalo of the north and 68 million head of buffalo of the south. And they passed each other. Out of both 68 million head of buffalo, there were more females than the males. And our animals are still depicting that today. White man. Our animals are showing. The other day, I sent a picture out to many of you. And there was two bull elk with a herd of women. Just two bulls. And all them females. That's fucking matriarch, goddammit. What the fuck is wrong with you, white man? You have no clue what you're doing in America. No clue. This name was given to you. There's no such thing. You have no clue. But Turtle Island will always and forever continue to last after you and I are gone, white man. After you and I are gone, white man, Turtle Island will still be here. I hope this message gets to your fucking heinous heart. I hope it does. The day you surrender to yourself, white man, then and only then, will your spiritual awakening begin? But it'll be only then. Because right now, spirituality is dead in you, white man. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful that the great mystery punished your white ass that way. when you learn how to forgive all the shit you've done to everybody, even the four-legged and winged creatures, then your fucking learning journey will be on that white road. Because you can never get on my red road, let alone the yellow man's yellow road or the black man's black road. You can never get on them. It don't belong to you, white man. The day you create and understand what reincarnation is of your white road, then your healing journey begins. Listening audience, my anger and passion gets me all the time. I get so rapidly strung out with this shit every fucking time a white man looks at me, staring me down, wondering why I'm this way and that way. Enough of you Indian people that are sitting back and you're in the same fucking struggle like me. Don't tell me you ain't. And if you do say it, it better be meant with conviction. Because you too, indigenous people, you fucking love the lie too. Don't tell me you don't. I can hear it in your voice. What I'm saying is, understanding yourself with the spiritual person you are can give you the ability. Take a look at our children. Take a look at our young baby girls and take a look at our baby boys, our young boys. Take a good look at them. People of color, they're adapting Western culture. And you allow it. Our way is what's important. Have the audacity, the cunningness, the virtuosity to help our children who they are as indigenous people, struggling to live free in the lateral parts of the 21st century. This is what's happening. We're losing ourselves to the enemy, people, and technology is building rapidly. Look at it. All the people of color are laying all this software and this high-tech technology for the white man. All people of color are doing it. Whether they're red, black, and yellow, even our brown brothers. That's inhuman, people. You're making them powerful. There's a beautiful sound of a young baby on the phone, and I'm really, man, heartfelt with that. Thank you, little baby, for raising your voice. Thank you. Love you for that. I might be an old son of a bitch and know that he's a hard guy, but I know how to surrender to a child. And with that, Mitaki Epilections Epinkta. Lechalakis e homa tanki. We choy e ogna wasitu topi. Mila huska tawi choy ki lila was desni mitakipi. Ash nahaki wola kotogna. We choy mitaki kusha obluspe. Ho he woke ye hen yanke. E honey unchi mitaki na konkasla waki lena le woke ye ospema kyab hum. Ina mitaki omak yake. तो हाँ लेना ठीक ताकि उनकी खापी जीवा है कि ले तीमा उन्हें काकी और स्पेनिच अब हाँ तो होक्सिला इकी कि ले अवांची गला का न इन्हीं लाओ है चानो कि चंटे कि ले युखन है ना कपाल ना वो ना खुकी ये चुके है ना ऐसा वो कि है ना यंके न है ना इंशान वाकांपी चटागने ऐसे इन्हीं लाओ When I talk at a chaku or gna le omon in a hatako cash, one eto kile chakma okina, let you say out on Katia topaki, Wamakaska kilena in a hippie, Katako yate, Ekako yate, one blue yate, and a sintesapala, and a hib, no wine sambala. You can't wash your lettuce in Wamak Yakile, Makupi. To Obluspe. Hell, shall we try in the Huxley Obluspe and the Waglak Yakile? Heno Kiepi. No, Isha Heno Kituampi. Kolachiapi. Champet, one Z lettuce, a Wallak, or the Easter Comedy, we try one Z Lahab Hunter. Lettuce, a chumpo, Wakantaki, Kimanator, the Ochima Kakilena, one year, copy. Na nakunya, na mama kaska insha hecho. No yate glena insha. Tua hecho so asti chukte wa wachini chapi hunter wachini onke. Ena woke hey yake. Any last minute comments before we close? We got 14 minutes before. 14 minutes. Last minute closing remarks. Come on. Last minute closing remarks. Come on, people. They all drop off? Are they quiet?
Nobody dropped off. They're all there. One.
Well, come on, people. Say something in the last minute comments. If not, I'm going to close the show out.
There's four people. 12 minutes.
Come on, guys. Engage. Give a last minute comment of what you have.
The one with the baby. What time they won't come on?
Don't know why.
I want somebody else to, you know, to share with whatever they have.
Well, that's
too.
The problem with people today, this generation. That's why my ancestors said this. We choy chakikile nazula kopi oyushiche. Oyushiche means that they ruined their brain. Which was true. Which Roy Chake is this generation now? Where are the elders? Where are the grandmas and grandpas? And this youth is a youth without censorship. Is a youth without cause.
No.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Fetch.
What are you doing?
No.
Baby.
Who's the baby?
Who? Kenneth Jackson. Good to hear you guys again. I was trying to get on this show, and there was, I don't know, it wouldn't go through the past couple of weeks. We've been having hard times down here, too. Got some elders that passed away and taking care of what we got to take care of. So, in listening to you people that, you know, first and foremost, I'm not troubled. I just want to make that clear. But the only time that when we really need something or when you're going to do something about it is when it happens and it's too late. Where I'm at is not a very big community. And I've tried so hard in sharing what I know, what I was taught about what you guys were mentioning here on this show tonight. And our people, they need to wake up before it gets to that. You guys mentioned it already. There's more to come. It's not the end. And it's really sad for
to look at these young children and the older people that don't, they can't speak up. So we got to be the ones speaking up for them. I say that because I grew up with my grandparents, and I watch my kids and my grandkids, and I know, and the things that they want, what they want, and I do my best and to know what you're capable of knowing, what your spirit is, your helpers through those our ways. Our Indian ways, but they want to put this white religion, you know, up front and follow that. That's one of the things that's killing our people, amongst a few other things from way back. But I just thought I'd mention that, you know. But it's good to get back on here again later, I hope.
Yeah, that's good to hear what you. That's what, you know, what makes it feel like, you know, be truthful. A lot of our people that weren't raised with our traditional teachings, they don't know nothing about it though.
Yeah.
They don't understand it. You know? And when you kind of explain it, you know. Without, you don't go into the whole thing because we're still learning ourselves. Hmm?
Yep.
We're still learning. Every day we're learning something new. Hmm?
Yep.
So the man has his part and the woman has her. So that's balance, female and male. Hmm? The grandmothers or the teachers, earth teachers, it's the Turtle Island. Hmm? And the grandfathers were teachers of the universe, the star nations and what. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a teaching, you know. It's a beautiful teaching. It has nothing to do with devils and demons and none of that. I laugh about it, but it's sad because that's what is divided our people. Hmm? Our people are just, I don't know. It's not, it's, when you hear other people that have the same mind, like-mind spirit as you, and understand like you, it feels good to hear it, hear them, you know, meaning that I'm not alone, or you're not alone.
Right.
We're just in different locations right now.
Now you can pretty much understand that individual, where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
By meeting them, listening to them talk.
Yeah. You could really feel it off of those older ones. You could really feel it. You could smell it. They smell like, you know, I always say, like, when you're within the ceremonial family, the way of life like that, you know, the smudge is always smelled holy, like
yeah.
Sacred, like a sacred smell, you know. And, but you can smell it off the elders. You can tell that with elders, they're constant praying people.
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
You can smell it to them. And you feel that,
well, you,
that energy. Hmm?
Well, you know,
good
the
energy
that we possess on tonight's show, always at the last minute of the radio show, we want to get into that part. As an open sentiment of tomorrow's show, we're going to pick up where we left off. About the energy. And listen, folks, you have friends out there. You have relatives. You might even have somebody that knocked at your door. Give him this phone number and tell him to get on this radio show. The more, the merrier. The better you can start understanding your indigenous thought and philosophy. You'll understand the fairness of balance of what it means to be a red man or a red woman. And these are the messages that you all have in your heart. And sometimes you do. You use it in a different pilgrimage by expressing it out of your anger and what's not, and you want to talk all this. But I urge this understanding to continue this way, because I don't care about how people deem the reality we're living. If we're not going to think and talk indigenous, then we cease to no longer be indigenous. I thank all of you for coming on tonight's show, and we'll see you guys back tomorrow night. Same time. Same time. 5 to 7 on the Indigenous Voices of People. It's your show, people. And here's our closing song. Thank you all for tuning in. Kenny, Jenny, Rachel, and others. Tyreek, thank you. Here's our closing song. Ya ya ha way na ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya ha way ya hey ya 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 ha way na ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya. Way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya, ha way ya hey ya. Ya ya ha way la ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya. Way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya, ha way ya hey ya. Ya ya ha way na ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya ha way ya hey ya 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 ha way na ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya. Way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya, ha way ya hey ya. Ya ya ha way na ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya. Way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya, ha way ya hey ya. Ya ya ha way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya ha way ya hey ya 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 ha way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya. Way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya, ha way ya hey ya. Ya ya ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya. Way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya ha ya, ha way ya hey ya, ha way ya hey ya. Ya ya ha way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya hey ya ha way ya hey ya ha way ya hey ya. Good night. I will see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you and have a great rest of the evening. Take care. We love you all from Pine Ridge. Ha-ho!